It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 55. I don't have much to say today except for happy birthday, you July 19th babies. And yes, of course, you know what that means. We're going to be reading from the birthday book. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
Others often admire July 19th individuals for their intellectual perspicacity and profound empathy, qualities that reflect their all-encompassing sensitivity to the circumstances and company that surrounds them, and upon which they draw when offering their carefully considered advice. Those born on this day typically not only care deeply for their nearest and dearest, seeking to ensure their happiness and success, but also are furthermore imbued with a more global desire to improve the lot of humanity. Although they are quick to identify social abuses or failings, and also to formulate strategies for humanitarian progress, they may be frustrated by their inability to communicate their visions to less imaginative people who are willing to accept the idea of change. Although July 19th people may prefer to act as politicians or social campaigners in their professional lives, they will often be more effective agents of progress when broadcasting their message through the more subtle medium of the arts to which, in any case, they are naturally drawn. These are energetic individuals who need to keep their minds and bodies engaged in progressive activities. They may often display a talent for sporting pursuits, but their vigorous nature may equally be expressed in their mastery of artistic or technical pursuits. They bring to both their professional and personal liaisons their interests and concerns for others, as well as a strong sense of humor, but may nevertheless appear to be somewhat solitary individuals whose high ideals, profundity of thought, and commitment to the visions that inspire them may be difficult for others to live up to or match. Their virtues are just, helpful, and energetic. Their vices are radical, embittered, and daunting. So happy birthday again, you July 19th babies. And let's move on to stories.
This comes from YGC33 on Reddit.
I have been catching weird vibes recently, where I feel as though someone is around or trying to make their presence known. I haven't seen anything weird enough to really catch my attention until today. I've been thinking maybe it could be my mom trying to make her presence known. She passed away this February from cancer, and it was pretty abrupt. I became her full-time caregiver when she went home on hospice, and she lasted 3 months. I'm thinking maybe it's her. I also don't know how to communicate except praying to my mom, and who knows if it's even her. When I woke up today, 6 a.m., I went over and touched my laptop bag, which is also where I keep some of my mail and my iPad. I keep this bag wide open and on the top of a bench next to the head of my bed. It leans against the wall due to how much stuff I have in it. I didn't do much to it, just made sure I had certain mail in there and left it alone. Fast forward to about 9 a.m. I was listening to music in the living room downstairs, and I had my cat in my lap, I noticed my cat heard something from the way he got up and looked towards the stairs. Since I had my headphones in, I didn't hear anything. And I didn't think anything of it to stop and go check it out. We also live in an apartment, so noises being heard throughout the day is not something new. Around 11 a.m., my BF and I went upstairs to get ready to go out. And I noticed my bag lying on the floor, a couple of inches away from the bench I keep it on. I asked my BF if he had touched it, and he said no. The way I found my bag lying didn't make sense at all. If it had fallen off the bench, it would have spilled everything out since I kept it opened. The crazy part was, the things in my laptop were still perfectly in place. The way the bag was lying on the floor appeared as if someone had picked it up nicely and just laid it there to be found. I picked it up and put the bag back on the bench the same way I know I had left it this morning. There was no way it fell over and kept so neat. It was also physically impossible due to the way the bag was leaning against the wall. My BF and I had stared at each other because we were thinking the same thing. What if it was a ghost or a spirit? He told me to stop thinking into it because it was scaring him. But now I can't stop questioning the logic. Anyone have any thoughts? If it is my mother, I'd be glad, but still scared and spooked. I've had only two dreams with her since she passed. I've been yearning to somehow communicate with her, but I come from a background where looking for answers beyond the veil is never a good thing spiritually. It can open up the door to something else. I've also been told God does not want us to seek answers in such ways. I think it's really sweet that this person's mom has come to them in a dream, because I wholeheartedly believe that if you dream of somebody who has passed on, I really believe that that is them coming to let you know that they're okay. But I think since this person has been wanting to communicate more with their mom, this could be their mom. I have no idea. I think it could be paranormal, simply just for the fact that if there really is no way for this bag to be moved other than picking it up and setting it down in order to keep all the things, you know, not thrown all over basically, then to me that feels paranormal, especially if their BF didn't move it, because the way that it sounds, it seems like their BF is genuinely scared. So I don't think that they would have done it because they probably would have confessed to it. I don't know. It feels silly, but I feel like a good way to communicate is just speaking to the air. It feels really weird when you do it at first, but you just talk as if whomever is there is there. I hope that makes sense. But then again, if you don't want to do that, at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you and what works for you. You never know if it is the spirit on the other side that you're trying to seek, because any spirit could do anything. But for this person's sake, I'm hoping it is their mom, just to kind of give them a little comfort of some sort, even though it still is scary and spooky to them. Anyhow, if you guys have any ideas or any advice, let me know and let's move on to the next story.
This comes from Lena McGowall on Reddit.
I am very desperate for an answer. Someone is pulling my hair. It started about a week and a half ago. I was in a playgroup with my child, and I felt someone pull my hair from behind. like a soft pull. I thought it was my kid that wanted my attention, so I turned around, but saw nobody. My kid was about 15 feet away, right in front of me. Because I was talking with the other moms, I didn't pay much attention. But in about 10 days, it has happened to me at least 20 times. I thought it was part of my clothing because I have long hair, and maybe it was getting stuck in my bra or something. But this evening I came out of the shower. No clothes, no towel, and again it happened. This has been happening twice at the store and public places, but mainly at home. No one is around me when it happens. I'm concerned. I'm not super scared, but I must confess it makes my skin crawl every time it happens. Again, it's like a soft pull, like a kid when they want your attention. I say that because my kid has done that to me, and it feels just like that. Has this ever happened to you? Do you know someone who has had an experience or something similar? What could it be? I don't want something I don't know pulling my hair. Okay, maybe like on an investigation, if I'm like, hey, are you there? And they pulled my hair. I don't think I'd be too mad. But happening every single day, unprovoked, like, no, ma'am. No, thank you. To me, it sounds like there could be a spirit on the other side trying to get their attention. I did talk to this person a little bit, and they are going to go to the doctor just to see if there's anything wrong, but they genuinely are concerned. So if anybody has anything for this person as to what it could be, whether it's paranormal or maybe it's just something wrong with their body, let me know. And if you've had a paranormal experience like this, let me know. Or a paranormal experience at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.